Welcome. Good evening. Welcome to Calvary Chapel Santee on a special night tonight. I'm not going to read the announcements. You guys got bulletins. If you want to check them out, you can. Because we're going to take tonight to honor someone very special, Pastor Gary. And I know you hate this attention. I know it. I know it. I understand. But don't worry. It's not all about you. It's actually a lot about what God's done through you. And so that's what we're going to celebrate tonight. And it's also for us. We want to be able to say thank you and to show you how much we appreciate the faithfulness that you've given us and this church. So it's also for us too. And with that, there are so many people that could say so many things about how you've touched their life. We could go on for days. And so we decided to not do that, to go on for an hour and a half. And we recorded some of you guys greeting and honoring and congratulating you, Gary, on your new season. So let's take a look at that.
Oranges you've given me in my whole entire life. Amen.
Hi, Pastor Gary. Congratulations on your retirement. Thank you for just being such an amazing person. It is you that inspire me to get into the Bible and come back to church with your loving and tenderness. And so I wish you all the best in your retirement. Have a lot of fun and go make more differences in the world. Love you.
Hey, Gary, you got to get your hat now, you know? Retirement hat.
Congratulations, Gary. We started when you did, the very first day in the little church. So it's not the destination, it's the journey, and we're blessed to carry on with you.
We love you.
We love you, Gary.
Thank you for everything.
Yeah, thank you guys for everything. We love you bunches.
Hey, Gary, congratulations on your retirement. Sorry they fired you and let you go. Hope you had a great time on your vacation. We'll see you when you get back.
Congratulations, Pastor Gary. Thanks for all you've done for us. We love you.
Yes, you have been so momentous in our life.
Exactly.
And so we appreciate you,
yes.
And we just rejoice in your time right now.
Hi, Gary and me from Boise, Idaho. I wish I could be there tonight to celebrate you. Thank you for the many years of friendship and serving alongside you both. You are just two people, two incredible people who have blessed so many and have changed our lives in ways that we can't even count by watching your walk. Ted and I send our love. We wish we could be there to celebrate you as well. Have a fantastic night. Gary, I know you don't like praises, so enjoy it. Feel the love. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Congratulations, Gary. So glad to see you're enjoying your retirement on Facebook.
Well, Gary, words kind of fail to say all that you mean to us all these years, more than 20 years. And we love you. We love the life that we've got to do with you so far. And we look forward to continuing on the road God has us on. We wish you every blessing.
And just to let you know, the best move we ever made was to Calvary Chapel, Santee.
Yes. Amen.
Hi, Pastor Gary. Just wanted to say we all love you and have a great time.
Hey, Gary. Congratulations, but good to see you still be around.
Hey, Pastor Gary. We love you so much. We're still happy that you're going to be around. We hope you had a wonderful vacation and happy retirement.
Congratulations, Pastor Gary, on a well-deserved blessing and retirement.
Hi, Pastor Gary.
We love you.
Hi, Pastor Gary and me. I'm so glad that you're retired and having a great time. Can't wait to see you when you get back. Love you both.
We're blessed with shared over 40 years of ministry, starting at the same church. And after years of serving in different places, God brought us back together for another season of ministry at Calvary Chapel Santee. It's been delightful to be a part of what God has done to your faithfulness to him and his people. God bless you and Neef in this next season. We love you guys.
We love you.
Hi,
Hey, Gary, the first time we stepped in this church, we never left. You never could get rid of us. I've been a Christian over 40 years. I've learned so much from you. Best church ever.
I'm not as long-winded. Congratulations, Gary. Retirement, I highly recommend it. So enjoy every minute of it.
Yeah.
Love you.
Congratulations on your retirement.
Yes. We're so happy that you have a good retirement, and we appreciate you so much. You're an awesome pastor, and that's the reason we're here at this church. You are standing like you're supposed to be standing against what's going on.
And just know that retirement, you're not going to have nothing to do. You're probably going to get busier.
Hi, Pastor Gary. Thank you so much for all that you have put into this church and our family, and just welcoming us with open arms. We've been just so blessed to be a part of Calvary Chapel, and we just are so grateful for all the time and effort that you have put into this church.
Happy retirement, and yeah, like Shannon said, thank you so much for what you've done with this church and your teaching and your leadership. The first Sunday we came here, you spoke from the Word. You spoke things that we hadn't heard from our previous church, and we were just really encouraged, really blessed, and we knew this was going to be our home. Yeah. And that just kept on going every Sunday is another affirmation that this was the place for us, and we know that it's a lot because of your leadership. So happy retirement. Thanks for this wonderful church.
Congratulations, Gary.
Pastor Gary, thank you so much for all your help and your teaching. And we are very happy for you. Congratulations for your retirement and enjoy.
Pastor Gary, you're such a blessing to our family. We love you. We love your teaching. We love your spirit. Over the years, we've loved this church a lot because of you, but because of our church family that you cultivated. So we're just so thankful and blessed that you're in our lives. Happy retirement and enjoy some surf.
Hi, Pastor Gary. Congratulations on your retirement. I'm a little bitter, not going to lie, because I love hearing you speak, but I'm going to try to be happy for you because I hear retirement's amazing. I wouldn't know, but you are a lucky guy. Okay, bye.
Congratulations, Gary.
We love you. Congratulations. You guys say hi to Gary?
Wow. Hi, Gary and Meath. Greetings from Middle Tennessee.
And thank you both for all of those years that we ministered together the people of Santee.
Blessings and congratulations.
Congratulations on your retirement, Pastor Gary.
Congratulations, Gary. Congratulations, Pastor Gary, on your retirement.
Congrats.
Congratulations, and just obviously being an awesome leader and just leading by example and just being fun and your smiles and just being an awesome dude.
Congrats.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Gary. We loved all your teachings over the years, and we're so grateful for you.
Congratulations, Pastor Gary, on your retirement. We love you.
Hi, Gary. This is Sylvester. Congratulations on your retirement, big guy. Thank you for teaching us everything about the Word.
Congratulations, Pastor Gary. We love you. Have a happy retirement.
Congratulations. I don't know what else.
Thank you to the man who got me into this ministry. May God richly bless you as you take on this new transition, and we look forward to what God is going to do in your life.
Yes, congratulations, and thank you again to both you and me. We love you guys.
Hey, Gary, we love you so much and appreciate you a ton. Have a great retirement.
Gary, thank you for your years of service and teaching and being so faithful to teach the Word. We love you, and I hope in retirement you can still catch a few fun ones.
Gary, you retired?
Hey, congratulations on your retirement. Although we really never really retire from what we're called to do, and you've been such a blessing to all of us. Thank you.
Pastor Gary, I just want to say thank you for all that you've done. I appreciate your leadership, and thank God for you.
Hello, Pastor Gary. This is Tom Moeller. I want to congratulate you on your retirement and hope you have a blessed rest of your life. And you have been a very big blessing to my family and I. Thank you very much.
Gary, they gave us 10 seconds. We love you. We're so glad you're a part of our life.
And Meef, thank you for telling Stacy she has an audience of one. And
thank you.
Gary, I'm living the dream.
Hi, Gary. It's just been wonderful
being here and being pastored by you and all of the incredible, just the incredible prayers that you've had for me. I'm so glad that you are going on this new adventure, and we just wish you all the best. And we love you so much.
Gary, we came to Calvary Chapel in 2021. We are so grateful that you were open. We are so grateful how you teach the Bible has made us stay, and we're so excited to continue on with James, and we just love this place, and we're so grateful for you.
Hi, Pastor Gary and me. I just want to say I love you guys, and we just love being here at Calvary Santee. Thank you for all that you do and all that you've done.
You guys are the best. Enjoy retirement. It's the world's longest coffee break.
Hi, you two. Happy retirement. Love you both. You know that. So enjoy.
We love you and appreciate all you've done.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary. How you doing?
We miss you, buddy.
Love you. We love you.
I love you, Gary.
We hope you're having a blessed time.
And yeah. Thank you for our ice cream machine.
See, yeah, we're enjoying.
We sure are, Gary.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Gary.
Congratulations, Gary.
Yeah. Congratulations. We love you.
Is the whole church going to see it or no?
Yeah.
Oh. Hi, Gary. Hi, Gary. Congratulations. Thanks for giving my mom a job. It's nice having her out of the house. Thank you.
Hi, Gary and Meath.
Hi, Gary and
Meath. Happy, happy retirement.
Happy retirement. We love you.
Pastor Gary, congratulations on your retirement. We love you, and we hope you enjoy this time for your family.
Congratulations on your retirement. I, too, am retired, although I work. I'm sure you do, too. Hope you're having a great time, enjoying yourself, enjoying your wife and your family.
Hi, Gary. We love you.
Thanks, Gary, for everything. We hope you enjoy your retirement. It's been a blessing to attend the church and listen to your word every Sunday. Just we wish you the best, Gary.
We just appreciate you so much and everything that you've done with the church. And for us personally, we just love you. And we're so happy for you and your retirement. God bless.
Hey, Gary, this is Cody. I hope you're having a blast up there in heaven. Can't wait to see you up there.
Congratulations, Gary. We love you so much. And thank you for teaching us God's word.
Hey, my friend, I don't have to tell you that it was a divine intervention, that the day I showed up here was the day that you and me showed up. And I just want to tell you what a great man I think you are, a great leader. I always felt covered and protected, and I'm just so grateful for you, and I'm happy for you at the same time, but I also want to thank you for loving my husband. I know that wasn't always easy, but I'm grateful for you, and I love you, and I ask that you be blessed forever and ever, and I'll see you in heaven, too. Have a blessed night.
Gary, it's me. We miss you here. See you next time.
Congratulations on your retirement, and I want to thank you again for giving me that great counsel when we first got here. You're the best, brother. Enjoy it.
Congratulations, Gary. All right. God bless you guys. Thank you.
Gary and Meath, what a blessing you two have been. We can't just thank you enough for that day in the grocery store when you were told to hang in there and you honored the Lord and blessed so many. Blessed us tremendously.
Hi, Gary. Hi. Congratulations on your retirement.
Ditto. Congratulations.
Gary, we love you. Congratulations. Thank you for walking the walk and being a great example and being so generous over your lifetime. Thank you.
Hey, Pastor Gary, congratulations. We love you so much. Thank you for all your support and wisdom and taking care of us. Special place in my heart with everything you've done for me and my family. So congrats.
Hi, Pastor Gary. Kevin's not here today, but we just wanted to say how much we love you and appreciate you, and we're so glad that we are part of this church and that you are a pastor, and we love you very much. You too, Meef. Love you guys.
Congratulations, buddy. Thanks for all the service, and you can't go nowhere, because if you do, we'll stop serving ice cream. Congratulations on your retirement. I hope you have fun. I hope you still stay here and keep teaching occasionally, or maybe all the time. And I hope you have a lot of fun when you get to go on more trips, get to hang out, spend more time with your beautiful wife, and don't leave us though.
Gary, you have had the biggest impact on my life. Thank you for everything that you've done. Happy retirement. We love you.
thanks, Pastor Gary, just for all you've done for the church and for all the lives you've impacted working here. Appreciate it. We love you.
Thank you for bringing ice cream.
Congratulations, Gary.
Hey, Calvary Santee. Hey, Pastor Gary. Daniel Bentley here. Just wanted to say congratulations, and I'm so excited for this new season, this new chapter of life that you're getting ready to step into. Wishing you all the best, and love you guys, and God bless.
I'm right behind you, buddy. I got your back. I'm there. See you soon.
Pretty good, huh? Well, at this time, some of the staff is going to make their way on up here and just share a few words. So we're so close. We're so close, Gary. Getting there. Just a few more words that we'd like to be able to share with you, just expressing our gratitude. And if I'm not mistaken, Dan Foley is going to be up first. Oh, he brought the Kleenex. Is that you with the Kleenex, Dan? Oh, okay. And there's no shame. All right. Dan, come on up.
Well, I did notice there's a couple people here that have known Gary a little longer than me, and that would be my wife and his oldest brother, Mike, who's here. So it's just a blessing for me to come up here and tell you a little bit of Gary's story from my perspective. When I first met Gary, I met him at Alpha Beta Grocery Store, and I'd only been saved for probably 3 years, and I was hoping the Lord would bring some people that I could share the gospel with, and I remember praying about that for a long time, and when I went to Alpha Beta in Lakeside, the Lord had a plan. So anyway, I met Gary there, and Gary wanted to start a band. We got talking about guitar and stuff like that, and he said he knew a country singer up in Alpine, and he wasn't saved then, but I thought, you know, I'll take any opportunity I can. So we were driving up, and I prayed that the Lord would open the door some way where it wasn't weird and awkward and everything, you know. And Gary said to me, as an unsaved person, he says, we should thank God for what he's doing. That was my open door. So I asked him if he wanted to come with me to Golden Hall over the weekend and listen to Mike McIntosh. The music was really good. And that, I'll never forget, Gary looked at me after the message, and he said, will you go with me? And I just remember he bolted down to the altar, and on his knees with his arms raised high, he accepted Christ, and that man put his hands on the plow, and he never looked back. I always kind of felt like he was dragging me behind him. So I remember we went to church. They were talking about the School of E and a Bible school there at Horizon. And he says, well, we're going, right? I go, well, I guess we are. Yeah, we're going, you know. And so we went to school together. And behind every great man, there's always a great woman. And there was a Jersey girl that was there. And I'll never forget her because Gary and I, we used to always sit propped up against the back on a couple of chairs. And we always loved the entertainment. But with the Jersey girl, there was always entertainment because it was kind of like she was the kind of person, hey, if it's in the Bible, I'll believe it. But if it's just a man, I won't. And I'll never forget we were going through Ephesians 5, and she was wearing this jacket with the eye of the tiger on it. And she got up, and she goes, you mean I have to submit to a man? And she goes, well, if any of you men will submit to me, I'll marry you. And, you know, being in her, you know, Jersey form, she did. You give her a pair of roller skates, she'd be ready for roller derby or something, you know. So but I never knew that, you know, Gary was pretty quiet about everything. And I remember that Gary had gone before me, and he went to Hawaii, and he'd been calling me to come and join him. There was ministry over there. And I was real apprehensive and mostly a rule follower and wanted to do everything right. But Gary was a little bit different. He was kind of like sold out for the Lord, and he would go for it at every chance. And so he kept on calling. And this one time he told me, hey, there's work over here. Just like you were doing at Alpha Beta, there's a produce called place called Island Farms run by a pastor. They need some help. So I felt the Lord was calling me. So I went, and Gary... Once I arrived on the island, he said, a couple of things I got to tell you, you don't know. The house where we're moving into, we're moving into a room. The guy there is, and he's grown, has a bunch of marijuana plants in the back. And I just asked him, Gary, does the pastor know this? He goes, don't worry, we'll just be there temporary, you know. And so... So those were the first two things. And about a month and a half later, he said it again. Hey, I got a couple things I need to tell you. And I said, okay. And he goes, I'm getting married. And I was like, to who? So I didn't even know. He goes, well, Meef and I have been secretly dating, and the pastor knows it. But, you know, I popped the question, and so we're going to get married. And the second thing is you're going to be the worship leader here. So he had like just a regular standard letter paper, you know, and he had 9 songs written out in like number 4 font. And that was the way we did worship back in those days. They were just scripture choruses and that sort of thing. So I was petrified because I'd never sung in front of anybody. And so I was just looking for a way to get out of it. And I remember there was a big old tall guy there named Roger, really handsome, good guitar player. Had a good voice, and I thought, oh, Lord, thank the Lord, you know, he can do it. And so I remember going to him and saying, hey, Roger, you know, the Lord, I'm sure he wants you to be the worship leader. I'll never forget the Lord spoke through him and said, Dan, the Lord didn't ask me to do it. He asked you to do it. And so that was kind of the beginning of my ministry, too, for the next 40 years. But with everything, in a lot of ways, Gary kind of led the way and always had a heart for the Lord, always wanted to serve. And he came back here, served under Ray at El Cajon Calvary Chapel. And he was also holding a Bible study in Santee, which was growing quite a bit. So I remember thinking back in those days that, man, I wonder if Gary should, you know, pastor a church here, a Calvary Chapel here in Santee. There wasn't one here yet. And I remember secretly thinking, this would be perfect. And not only that, I was going over to Gary's house a lot because his sister was there, and so we were playing Uno all the time, and so on Friday nights we go over there, and then finally I asked Gary, hey, would you mind if I, you know, took your sister Nancy out? And he said, no, you can't do that. Then I started thinking, oh no, this is going to be like, you know, Jacob and Rachel. It's going to be like I'm going to have to earn her for 7 years, and you know, and. But finally we came to an agreement, you know. So she's now my wife, you know, Nancy. So, but I always hoped that he would open up a church, and my prayer was always that I would get to serve with Gary someday. Well, around that time, I was hoping God would do something there. I remember there was some chatter about him maybe going to New Jersey, where Meef was from. And I remember hearing the story that, you know, the only way he would ever go there is if he inherited a house. And about a week and a half later, somebody called from New Jersey and said he had inherited a house. So, yeah, true story. And so, true to his word, he went. For 15 years, he started a church over there. And it grew and grew, and God did a lot of miracles there. And someday, I'm sure he'd like to tell you all about that, but I'm almost out of time. so I can't. After he went to New Jersey, the Lord brought him back here. He worked under Ray over at Maranatha Chapel for about 10 years. And so I was happy that he was back, you know. But I always secretly hoped that someday we'd be able to serve together. So I started going to Maranatha just because family was over there. And I was excited to see what the Lord was doing with Gary and through Gary. And then Gary told me again around the time Santee was opening up for a pastor. But before that had happened, he said that the Lord had laid it on his heart to become a pastor, but he didn't know where. And so he was just searching throughout and praying to the Lord on where he might go. And then Santee opened up. And that was the very place that I remember, you know, praying about, you know, many years before, you know, that, you know, that Gary would, you know, plant a church. And so about a year and a half later, I was able to join him here. And so that was just my perspective of what I saw God do. And I just want to say, you know, one thing I can always say about Gary, I'll never forget the image of him being down at the altar. And what I always remember was that man put his hand to the plow. And to this day, his hand is still on the plow. And even though he's retired here, his hand is still on the plow. You know, so with that, Gary, I just want to thank you for being such a wonderful friend over the years. And I'm looking for many more years of good friendship. So God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Hi. For those of you who don't know, my name's Michael Roach. My wife and I have been going here for about 23 years. Started out at Buck Knives at a mobile church, just kind of setting up and tearing down every Sunday. And from there, we moved over to Cottonwood, a strip mall, which then got sold out from underneath us. And so our pastor at that point, Jerry Callister, was looking all around town for a new church. And he happened upon this dusty old building. It was a shuttered Nazarene facility. The one right next door. And we moved in there, and let me tell you, it was a stinky, smelly, dirty place. It was awful. But we managed to put it together, we brought it together, and we got, got going and got moving along. And the thing about that I want to speak about with Pastor Gary is change. You know, it's all about change. You know, nothing in life is the same. Things change all the time, except for God. God is steady, and God will always be the same, no matter what. I was going to try to tell a joke, but I'm not a joke teller. So, not going to work. He's the joke teller. So you got to remember that even though through all circumstances, they all change, God is always going to be there. He's always going to be. He never changes. Pastor Gary is the third pastor that I've served under in this church. We experienced a tragedy in about 2010. In April 2010, our pastor passed away suddenly. And at that point, up to that point, we had about 70 or so people in the sanctuary. After that, we had about 30. And we went on for a few months with 30 people, struggling, grieving. It was rough. Finally, we got a gift in Pastor Gary. He came on board in the fall of 2010. And it's been 14 years of blessings since he's been here, He's been a shepherd like no other shepherd I've ever had. Right from the beginning, things were different. People started coming. Consistency became the rule. God smiled down upon us. Through Gary's leadership, we added services, and parking became a nightmare. Some things never change. Parking is still a nightmare at times. Under Gary's leadership, our youth group and our youth children ministry grew greatly. Need for bigger sanctuary became obvious. They started looking around town to see if there was a building available that we could fit in. There was none. So they decided to build a building. So Pastor Gary guided us through that long, laborious process of building a church in California. I'm sure he wondered at times if it was what was really meant to be. So finally it happened. We finally moved in. COVID hit. There's another big change. So he guided us through that trial as well. Then Summit Christian Academy started up, and Gary guided us through that. But the one constant that has been through all those years, the last 14 years, has been Pastor Gary Lawton. His faithfulness, his humbleness, his teaching, his guidance, has all been there. Just very steady, constant source. And now it's time for another change, for Gary to retire. And that is a big change. And you're going to love it. So much appreciation goes out to Gary for his teaching, for his humbleness, for being a humble servant. And I just thank you, Gary, for being a consistent force in our congregation. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I am Stacy, or Stacy Lou, as Gary would say. And I want to thank you all for being here to share on this special day to honor Pastor Gary. Okay, I won't do it. I'm on. Okay, so I'm not a joke person, but Gary is a joke person, and nobody else wanted to tell a joke, so I'm going to tell a Gary joke. Well, I hope you like it. This is the only joke out of the 14 years that I remember. Okay, so here we go. There's a priest and a rabbi who are neighbors. One day, the priest goes outside and he washes the rabbi's car because he sees that it's very dirty. The next day, the priest was preparing to leave and he sees the rabbi outside keying the perimeter of the priest's car. The priest says, what are you doing? I washed your car yesterday and today you're keying mine? Then the rabbi says, hey, you baptized my car, I circumcised yours. Okay. Okay. That was the most nerve-wracking part. Okay, so Gary, I know you're not keen on being the center of attention, and trust me, I totally get it. It's uncomfortable, it's weird, but if there's anyone who is most deserving of this day and this time, it's you. So sit back, relax, and soak it all in. Okay. I don't remember when I first met Gary, but I do remember having different pastors come and try out to be the next pastor of this church. My father-in-law, Robert Ortiz, he asked me for my opinion on who I thought the next pastor of this church should be because the board was supposed to pick between two guys. It was either Gary or a guy named Lou Wing. And I was convinced it was Lou. So I told him who I thought it should be, Lou, and he questioned me, and he said, really? But I'm really glad that I was wrong. The Lord guided you back to East County, to the center of the world, and used you to heal this church beyond what we could have ever imagined. So thank you for listening to the Lord. And I love how God works and uses us. I started working as Gary's assistant just over 8 years ago. And without any exaggeration, they have been the best 8 years ever. Thank you for believing in me and taking a chance on me. I've learned so much about myself and who I am in Christ because of the example that you set before me. You live your life the same way behind the scenes as you do in front of everyone. I am forever grateful for the grace, the mercy, and the love that you have shown me. You are a true example of what it looks like to live like Jesus. So thank you for being our Joshua and bringing this church into the promised land.
I'm Amanda Dufour, for those who don't know me. Okay, I have tissue today. I didn't have tissue yesterday. That's the whole thing. Anyway. All right, Gary, what can I say? You are one of my favorite people. I want to tell you thank you for the last 14 years. I don't like that I do this. For the last 14 years of pouring into our family, when you came to Calvary Chapel CNT, our world had just gotten shaken up and turned upside down. You were crazy enough, you had to be crazy, to step into the chaos that was, into the emotion and all of the hurt. You came in with your calm, humble servant leadership, and the Holy Spirit moved mightily through you. God used you to breathe life into Calvary Chapel CNT where there had been death. I have learned so much about life and ministry from you over the years. You have taught me how to serve others and what it looks like to serve God with an open hand. Blessed are the flexible was a phrase I used to dislike. But because of you, I have grown to love it. Because you have modeled what it looks like with absolute strength and grace. Thank you for being you, for being authentic and real in every aspect of your life. Thank you for shepherding and loving my family like your own.
I have no intention of crying, although Amanda really set me up. So, hi, I'm Audra Nelson, and I'm the director of the Academy here at Calvary Chapel Santee. Gary, I'm speaking for Rob and I tonight. Rob would probably see some really cool things, but, you know. I just want you to know that I think you are full of wisdom, and you are an exceptional leader, and I think I might cry. You have shown me what it looks like to be a faithful servant of Christ, and I'm really thankful for that. One of the things that's meant the most to Rob and I is that you are so real. What you see is what you get, with no pretense, and we really are thankful for that. And thankful for your faithfulness to the Lord and to the congregation and to Rob and I personally. When Rob and I first went to Gary and me with our concerns about some of the things the public school was teaching, one of the first things Gary said was, what's the least we can do? And we said, well, we need to inform the congregation. And he said, what's the most we can do? And we said, well, we can start an academy. I knew from a random conversation with him like the year before that he had no intention of starting a school, and he didn't want to. But he really listened, and he was willing to set in motion something that could really change Calvary Chapel Santee. And that's because Gary believes that the Lord creates ministries around people. And I think that makes him really unique. He has incredible discernment, and he's just willing to do what the Lord calls him to do no matter what. Gary, Rob, and I are going to be eternally grateful for you trusting us with the Academy and for letting us be a small part of the beautiful things here that are going on at Calvary Chapel Santee. You are so trustworthy, and you have been a pillar of strength for us, and we really appreciate that. And I hope you find some joy in the fact that you have given this legacy to Calvary Chapel Santee of the Academy. You are one of the best people that we know. And I just want to, I need to add you here, Meef. We are so thankful for your love and support. We know behind this great man is a great woman, and we really love you both.
Well, I'm Patrick. I'm the pastor of the children's ministry, and I started coming here probably a year before Gary got here. I was pretty young. I was like 19, 20, and this was kind of my really first experience with church. We just lost our former pastor, and I remember, we were in the transition between picking a pastor, and I actually remember Gary's first sermon. He came up. He was overdressed. He didn't get the Hawaiian shirt memo, but I remember after his teaching, my mom looked at me and she said, "That's going to be our senior pastor." So my mom believed in you. But, you know, my experience with Gary in summation is that Gary really impacted me in a way that he pushed me to take God's course for my life. When I was young, I was in my 20s and, you know, 19, 20 years old, I was going to San Diego State. I had a plan for my life. It wasn't working. So I was pretty lost. I was pretty discouraged. And I came to his office one time and I said, "I don't know what to do. I'm stuck. I'm in debt. And I know I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do." And he's like, "Well, just go to Bible college." I'm like, you know, at that point in my life, I was kind of like a control freak. I didn't like taking risks. So I thought that was impossible. There's no way. I have debt. You know, it's just not going to work. And, you know, he's patient about it, but I prayed about it. And, you know, I went to Bible college and he made sure that I finished. I never had the money. God provided in mysterious ways all the time. But he made sure I finished. And then after that, or in the middle of my Bible college season, I remember one time he called me up and he's like, "Pat, we're doing a mission trip. We're going to England. We don't have any guys. I want you to go." And again, I'm like, "Man, I don't know about that. That's kind of risky for me. I don't really like stepping out of the box." It was a lot to take in at the moment. But again, I prayed about it and I did it and I found out I love missions. And then he was crazy enough to let me go to Kenya for a year. You know, there was a lot of steps of faith that had to be taken there. There was a lot of unknowns, and he supported me the whole way, you know, to go to Kenya and live there for a year and help me build a team and talk me through it, work me through it, and it was a very successful mission trip. So I think and these are just some of the stories, you know, but I think that was probably the biggest thing that I got from you, Gary, is that you really pushed me to get on track for serving God in my life, you know. And I do have one story to share that really impacted me. Again, when I came to the church, Gary really flocked me. I was probably the youngest guy, or I was probably the only guy in my age group at the church at the time, and he would come and take me to lunch sometimes. He'd go take me to his board meetings and that sort of thing. And I remember you took me to Subway, and we got some Subway. Then we came back to the church. It was your anniversary. And they were decorating in the old building. They were setting up the tree and the decorations. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but they needed, Nancy needed you to go pick up something. It was like a tree or something. And you had plans for the day. And I could tell that, you know, man, I don't know if I had time for that, but you went and did it anyway, and you pulled me along. And we're driving down the 67. You look at me and you say, "Pat, when you're in ministry, your life is not your own." You know, and I really feel like Gary lives that. You know, he sacrificed a lot of time and resources to invest in my life, and I can say for certain I wouldn't be where I am today if God didn't put Gary in my life. So I just want to say, Gary, thank you for everything you've done to me. You're a spiritually rich man. You're going to have 100-fold in heaven, and I just really appreciate what you did. And I appreciate that you're still going to be around, that we can still go get lunch, and you can make fun of me for being a Raider fan. So thank you.
Since I get to go last, I got a 30-minute sermon prepared. You comfortable yet? No. Gary, when I think of you, I think of a faithful example of faith, of a man of faith. I mean, the Bible is full of men and women of faith, right? We read about them, we're encouraged by them, we want to follow a lot of them. But Gary, for me, is a living example of someone of faith. And that's, to me, so much greater than just reading about someone in the Bible who did great things. But I'm blessed because I got to watch God do amazing things through you, and by you being obedient and being faithful. And so you're my living example of a faithful man of God, and I thank you for that. It's been the biggest piece of my spiritual walk I can think of as far as another person in my life. It's been you, just living example. 14 years ago, like we've shared, some of these guys have shared it, we hit tragedy at this church. I had been a youth pastor, volunteer youth pastor, for 2 months when that tragedy hit, and I didn't know what to do. And frankly, I didn't think I would be doing ministry much longer than that. I was volunteered, and so it didn't really think that it was going to be some career or future for me. And going through a tragedy like that, not knowing what's going to happen, I did not expect God to send someone like Gary down to this church, but he did. It's one of the toughest things this entire church, or this church and all of us have ever gone through. And I couldn't imagine anybody wanting to step into that mess, right? But God called Gary, and he had a choice to answer that call, regardless of how bad it was, regardless of what emotions you might have been feeling. Gary, you knew that was the calling that God had for you. And so you stepped into it, and you came to take care of this hurting congregation that needed you so much. And that was amazing to see. And nothing would ever be the same for this church after that. That was a huge turning point for this congregation, for everyone who went to this church. Amanda and I, first, we kind of assumed you'd probably come in and bring a new youth pastor in. Maybe your son-in-law, James Class, was working at Maranatha as youth pastor at the time. Maybe you'd bring him in. We didn't know. We figured this guy from Maranatha, he might be great, but he's going to change everything and fix this church. But you didn't do that. For a whole year, Gary didn't change anything. Maybe longer than a year, I don't know exactly. But you came, and all you did was teach the word and love us. And that's what we needed. We didn't need a program to fix the church. We didn't need some, you know, fancy other people to come in and take over the positions that were here. We just needed a man who was obedient to God to love us and teach us the word of God. And man, did you do that. And by the way, do you know that tomorrow, the 19th, is exactly 14-year anniversary of your first sermon? I found that out today. It's pretty amazing. And you know what it was on? The life of Abraham, a faithful man of God. I love that. I think that's so fitting that the first thing you taught us was the life of Abraham, because he was a man of faith, and so were you. You know, you came in, you and Gary took us to dinner, took Amanda, you got to know us. You came in, you became spiritual mentors to us, you came alongside of us, and you became our friends as well as our pastor. And I can't say how much value that was for us at the time. We needed it so much. And the more I got to know you, the more I saw that you lived out your faith. This guy is the same behind. I've been on mission trips with him and behind closed doors after we've walked for hours, and he is just as genuine and just as faithful behind closed doors as he is on Sunday morning. He does not turn it on or off. He is the genuine, real deal. And that has spoke volumes to me. It has been such an example to me and my family. And for 14 years, I got the blessing to watch God grow this church beyond what anyone ever thought possible through your faith and through your pastoral leadership. A true pastor has many sheep, and that's what we're seeing. It's producing sheep for the Lord because of your faithfulness. This church and many of the people in this church are living testaments to that faithfulness, that faithful service that you've given us as a pastor. So, Gary, thanks for being obedient and coming down here. Thanks for being an example to me and my family. Thank you for being my friend. And thank you for being a faithful pastor that we can all follow. Thanks.
You know, after listening to that video and all of you guys sharing and then listening to what they had to say, you know, I couldn't help but think, oh man, I feel sorry for the guy that's got to follow him, huh? And then I realized, oh wait, that's me. Easy to be overwhelmed or intimidated by the example that's been set by Pastor Gary, and then knowing, okay, those are the shoes that I'm supposed to fill now. And of course, number one, it's, you know, the Lord's work, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit, and it's, he gets all the credit and he gets all the glory. And so we stay humble and dependent on him. But I got to tell you, more than anything else, more than being overwhelmed or intimidated or even, you know, slightly annoyed for, you know, how great he is, the overwhelming sense that I have is just one of gratitude. I'm so thankful to be a part of this church, so thankful for the investment that he's made in all of the staff and all of you, and I'm, you know, just couldn't be more thrilled to be here and to be a part of this work. I don't think it's any shock or surprise that Gary's been uncomfortable for the last 45 minutes, so I'm going to be very brief. I've had, you know, plenty of opportunities on Sundays to be able to share kind of my thoughts and appreciation towards Gary, but we wanted to be able to do this tonight, even though we knew that right, this wasn't his idea of a fun night. Not only is that not his personality, but I think he also is very careful. He wants to point our attention to Jesus, and he recognizes that without him, none of this would be possible. And so, but we wanted to go ahead and have this night for two reasons. Number one, someday, you know, 25 years from now, I'm going to retire, and this is, I expect, you know, the same kind of treatment. There's a precedent that's being, you know, these are very nice speeches, so just 25 years from now, I'll know what to expect. But also because we want to be biblical. We want to do what the Bible says. So really, that's his own fault. That's what he taught us, is to do what the Bible says. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 says, "And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you." It says, we urge you to recognize them. Recognize those who labor, those who are over you in the Lord, who are providing a covering, those who admonish you. And it's interesting, all three of those things are connected together. Speaking of a pastor, someone who would give his life to the service of the church, and that there should be an acknowledgement of that. That passage actually goes on to say that we should esteem him very highly in love. So that's what the Bible tells us to do. So that's what this night is all about. It's thank you. Thank you for serving this church. Thank you for answering God's call. Thank you for loving Jesus. Thank you for the team that you both are, Gary and Meef. So incredibly thankful. I know I don't call you mom and dad. It's just weird. I can't make myself do it. Just verbally, it just sounds so strange. But I hope you guys both know that 100%. I'm very proud to call you mom and dad. And so I'm so thankful to be a part of this church and the work that you're doing here. Without any further ado, the man of the hour, Gary, is going to come up and share a few words, and then we're going to pray for him, so don't try and run off afterwards. But Gary, why don't you come on up?
Okay, sit down. Well, son, thank you so much for that. And Dan, was it really that tough to go to Hawaii? I mean, are you telling me it was a tough choice? Of the sacrifices we've made in life, was that a hard one? I'm just saying. thank you, you guys. I mean, now I'm going to cry. It really has been a partnership in serving the Lord with you guys. It has been so fun to be a part of what God's done here. I've never thought it was anything but the Lord, and I'm not very gifted. And I'm so grateful that God gave you guys to surround me to be able to accomplish all that we have. So this is very much our church and God's work through us. So thank you for serving with me and being my friend and for sharing this season of life together. I want to thank you, too, for all the folks who said kind words tonight in the video and all that. I appreciate your encouragement. I got saved in 1978, and as Dan kind of alluded to, I right away sensed that there was something God wanted me to do. I did not have any idea that it would be this. And so over the years, I've had the privilege of serving in four churches. One, Calvary Chapel El Cajon, where I kind of got my feet underneath me and benefited from a mentor in Ray Bentley. And then we launched to New Jersey, where I'd only been a Christian like 4 years. And I don't recommend planting a church when you've only been the Lord 4 years. Let me just say, I was learning the Bible as I was teaching it. Bad plan, let me just say. But God was gracious, and a wonderful work started and is continuing to stay. It's flourishing still, and two other churches have spun off of that. And it's just, boy, for me, that is very a privileged feeling to see God having not only continued the work going, but it continuing to grow and other churches going. Returned in 1998 to join and serve with Ray again at Maranatha Chapel, and that was a hoot. That was an adventure. Ray basically threw me at every problem he saw in the world. So I became a missions pastor. Every bad thing was happening in the world, I was going toward it. And got to travel and see the world, lead missions teams. What an adventure that was. And then I got the phone call about Santee. And I, like Stacy, I didn't think I was the guy for the job either. In fact, I said, get the younger guy. He's way smarter, and he was way smarter than I was, and I think that's the guy you want. And then I remember getting an email while I was in Nairobi, Kenya, with a team, and they said, no, we want somebody to spend around the block. And so I emailed my wife, and I said, okay, you pray, I'll pray, and let's see what verses the Lord will give us. And then when we come back, when I get back from Africa, then let's compare notes. And the Lord gave us the same verse. And so we said, okay, we think it's probably the Lord. And then the night that I came to meet with the board to officially accept the responsibility of Calvary Chapel Santee, I drove from Escondido in our home, and the closer I got to Santee, the more anxious I became. I got on the 52, and I think I went into a panic attack, and I got into the neighborhood where the house was we were meeting, and I pulled over to the side of the road and said, Lord, shouldn't I like have peace or something? What about the peace that passes understanding? If I'm doing what I'm supposed to be, if this is you, shouldn't I feel good about this? And I was really in a bad state. And what I didn't notice was that I had pulled over just to stop and gather my thoughts, and I had stopped right in front of a little church over on the other side of Santee, and on the marquee was my verse. And the peace finally came. I went to the meeting, and from that point on, I was the pastor of Calvary Chapel. Let me just say, I've lived the dream. I mean, all the churches I served in and the people I've met, I have lifelong friends in a couple different places. I'm so grateful that the family of God is so wonderful, and they all have played a role, and I am so blessed to have served with them too and ministered in those arenas. But when I got here, there was something special. It was a difficult situation we stepped into, yes, but we both went home after that first Sunday and went, God is doing something. This is going to be something. And it has been a wonderful experience for you. Let me just say, if you have benefited at all from what's happened here at Calvary Santee, you need to know that's a two-way street. For me, it's been some of the best years of my life, and serving the Lord here and watching what he has done here and watching your lives change and the friendships and family that God has formed here, I have gotten way more back than I ever sacrificed or ever put in. So you need to know that I am the joy I have experienced here is in itself is a reward. And look, I'm not trying to be humble, but I'm just an average human being. I'm normal. I think I do bring that to the table. I am normal. But I am really imperfect. And I am as shocked as you are that God has done what he has done here. So I'm very grateful that, to God be the glory, great things he has done. And let me just say, son, my joy is deepened and greater because I know that he will take you as your senior pastor now to the best years yet. Calvary Santee has an incredible future, and I'm very excited. And it's a new experience for me to say, that is my pastor. I get fed when he teaches the Bible. And I am excited for where you guys are going under his leadership. So thanks again. I love you guys.
Why don't we all stand and we're just gonna pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you and Lord, we do just stand in awe of who you are. You're so good. You're so gracious. You're so merciful. And what a joy it is to be able to know you and worship you and to be in a family together, Lord. We're so blessed. We thank you so much for Gary and me, Lord. We thank you for the work that you've been doing in their lives over the years, Lord. We thank you for bringing them here to this place and just giving them all of the power and all of the strength and all of the gifting that was necessary for that season of time of serving as a senior pastor of the church, Lord. We're just so grateful. And so, Lord, we just pray that now as they begin to transition into a new time, a new season, Lord, that you would continue to go before them. Lord, that you would continue to pour out your spirit. God, that you would continue to do great and mighty things in them and through them and in this church, all for your kingdom and all for your glory. We love you, Lord, and we praise you, and we ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.